Hello. Hi guys. It's a long time coming. Apologize for the radio silence in the last few weeks. So in the last episode I kind of said I'm falling out of love with the whole podcast thing and it's just that I've just it's been a mix of having a lot on and just like just not wanting to do it if I'm honest. But I realize if I'm going to continue doing this, I need to like crack on. A lot's happened since. So I think the last episode was about the Lakes Traverse 100K. What's happened since then? Had a yeah, I a little bit where I thought I injured myself. So done the Lakes Traverse 100K. And basically went out with my mate Lewis Ferguson and we'd done the Hope Valley round, which is 30 kilometers in the Peak District. And I went out a bit too, I think we'd done that a bit too soon after the race, if I'm honest. I should have not done it as soon as we did. But I did it. Yeah, I thought I felt good. And by the end I was hobbling. Which was no fun. But, live and learn, don't you? Thankfully, the niggle didn't last too long. I focused a lot on strength and swimming, all that good stuff. Oh, fucking hell. So, well, sort of off track now. A lot of time on my podcast, I sound like bunged up because only one of my nostrils works. And I've just like had a good, maybe a bit of TMI. Had a good blowout basically just to try and sort of improve the quality of my voice. I don't know, but it's just not happening, so apologies. This is just me. This is me. Focused a lot on swimming, strength, that sort of sorted itself out. And then I had GL3D, Great Lakeland 3-Dayer, which is held by Aurea Events. It's my favorite event in the race, in the well, it's not really a race, but it can be a race in the running calendar anyway. I went into it a bit apprehensive. Sorry. So there was a few people that were meant to be with me basically, and they didn't turn up for various reasons, valid reasons, ones I can't give them shit for, unfortunately. That was a bit sort of daunting of basically going on my own. But that's the great thing about GL3D. You go there and you can make friends, and there's always someone you know. So there was a few people I knew from previous years. If you follow me on Instagram, you might have seen me playing the concertina with my friend Carmine. I did bring my accordion as well, which. That's the one he's the one Carmine's playing in things is my accordion. His unfortunately had some issues on basically on day one, so I let him borrow mine and I used my concertina. I'm better on the concertina anyway, so yeah, all good. So Carmine made some friends out while I was there. Lots of lovely people. Finally met my friend Ellie who. Yeah, feel like I've we followed each other for ages and then like only just met. So what else? So yeah, so it was pretty solid 3 days. So usually I do the so there's the Cafe Round, Herdwick, Wainwright's, Fell Runner, and there's another one, then there's Extreme. And so I usually do Herdwick, which is on average about 20K a day, because I usually have UTS like a couple of weeks after, because I wasn't doing UTS this year. I was like, oh, I could push the boat out a bit. So I'd done the Wainwrights on day one. So the original plan was like, oh, I'll do Wainwright day one, see how I feel. So it's about 30K. And then see if I feel like I could do Fell Runner, which I think was 40K on day two. I stuck with Wainwright's. just because it was just enough to come to have a good solid day, feel like you've done, you know, a long day out in the mountains and not be too fucked when you get back to camp. Because I like boozing when I'm at GL3D, so I didn't want to be too tired for that. so yeah, day one, let's have a look. Let's go on my Strava for a sec and have a look what I've done on day one. I know it was about 31 kilometers. Let's just search. What am I doing? Activities. There we go. So yeah, day one was about 31k. Here we go. Geo3D. Day one. Oh yeah, 30.54k with 1700 meters of elevation. And it started. I'll just tell you so we've done Bowscale Fell, Burnt House, Lonscale Fell, and High Rig. So it was pretty runnable, apart from there was one bit just after Scarfell House. It was like 15, 16k in, and it was just brutal incline going all the way up. But once we got to top, had this amazing view of looking down at Keswick and like all the mountains on the other side. So you had like Cat Bells, Robinson, you know, all them ones, and it was just stunning. I just stood at the top, had my Rice Krispie Square and a packet of hula hoops, and then just took in the views, had a few chats with some other lads who were on the route as well. And then made my way down. Quite a steep descent, actually. It goes on for quite a while. And then I bumped into my friend Jess, who just had a fall, like literally as I came around the corner. I think she was just getting patched up by her friends. And then I didn't see her again. And then found out on Instagram she fractured her wrist. Fucking hell. So that was right by... It's a Wainwright that my Garmin didn't clock, and I was really annoyed by it. I can't remember. It's near Keswick anyway. So, got back to camp. Saw a bunch of people. Made some new friends. Trying to think of everyone's name now. Do you know what? It's just one of them. Like, you meet so many people. I feel really bad. There's a lovely couple I met. Really, really nice couple. What's his name? Tom and Steph. Yeah, really lovely couple. Met them. There was a few others. There was a lad called Richard. There's so many. There was another lady. Bloody hell, that's going to bug me now. It's going to really bug me. I think that. I feel really bad. I forgot the name. Yeah. Anyway, then we had day two, which was a really big day. It was 32k with 2,162 meters of elevation, and I think there's like 14 summits across things. So we had Rays, Whiteside, Helvellyn, Lower Man, and then Helvellyn. High Crag, Dolly Wagon Pike, Glen Ridding Dodd, Sheffield Pike, Greenside, Stybarrow Dodd, Watson's Dodd, Great Dodd, Carfowl Pike. And it's really cool. So I've not done Helvellyn before. So it was cool to do that. Especially I've got Helvellyn Sky Ultra in July. That was really good. Big day out. I got to camp and I was like, fuck that, I need a massage. So I went to they had a sports massage there. It was like 15 quid for 15 minutes. I was like, sign me up. Got that. Got a few beers. And then, next day, felt good. So day three on GL3D is always shorter because they have, I think, cut off time. So you, whatchamacallit, because they need to pack up and everything. So all the routes are shorter. It doesn't matter if you do the extreme, it's always shorter. So Wainwright course, the next day was 17.5K with 990 meters of elevation. We done No Crags and Gate Gill Fell Top. And the one I was most excited for was Blencathra. Another one, another big one that I've not done. So I was really happy to box that off. And then we went down. There was a few guys. There was a guy I met on the day one, South African fella. And then we were chatting on day one, ran with him for a little bit. And then he overtook me. And then caught up with him on day three. And I took over him on day three. It was just really cool. And then, my mate Maz, fucking hell. So Maz is a lad who I met last year, and I met him and his partner this year. At the end, I just had my finishing meal with him, chilled out, and then met him again at T-Bay Services. Actually, got a lift with some people who needed to go stop off there. So. I got stuck on the M6. that was GL3D basically. I probably haven't done it any justice really, because it is just such a good event, and I'm going again next year, and I will go again until they stop doing it. The one thing I would say I was worried about is there was less people than normal. And anytime I see that, I do worry about the future of the event. And I was speaking to someone, I think they said there was about 100 less people had signed up than the year before. And you think about, I know at least 4 people who were signed up and didn't turn up. So I'm like, fuck, like, imagine how many more people, you know. So, yeah, I'm a bit worried, because the thing is with these events, it is use it or lose it. And that's why I'm such a big advocate, especially for these small fell races. We definitely have to use them or lose them. Because, if there's like 30 people sign up, what the fuck's the point in doing it, really? Because a lot of the, like the ones I do, the fell races in like North Wales, a lot of them are for charities, for the local thing. The horse that I do every year, well, I say every year, I've done it for the past 2 years. The money just literally goes towards the local toilet, because the council of like can't be arsed with it. So it's up to the community to, you know, and it's just silly things like making sure it's got toilet roll, and, you know, make sure there's a bog brush and stuff. Just silly little things, and you just think, fucking hell, you know. I tell you what, it's not just losing the race we complain about. If you're going up Morvamai, you're starting from little village nearby, you need to use a toilet before you go, and there's only one public toilet and it's fucking bogging, you know, you'd be the first one to complain. So like, it's just little things like this that really, you know, do have an impact, not just on the events, but everything else. That's my little 2p about supporting your local things. Saying that, I can't say much. I've fucking gone to UTMB, don't I? So but anyway, and then what else was that? I feel like I've done loads since the last episode. I don't know. Chrysleton 5K. That was pretty decent. That was on this Friday, just gone. So it's a 5K race held by the Chester Triathlon Club. And it's quite flat, and it's like, so it's a race I've wanted to do for a while, just because it's local and it's 5K. I just thought, fuck it, that'd be quite fun. After signing up, I looked at the last year's results. The average finish time for this race was 17 minutes. I was like, what? My PB at the time was like 21:37, which is, you know, still a respectable time. But looking at like the finish times, I was like, wow, I will be back in the pack for this race. So I did shit it a little bit, to be honest. But I went there with the intention of, because at first I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm not sure if I'm going to do it. Like, I was really put off. I was just like, fuck it, just do it. Just fucking do it. So I did. And I got a PB, 20 minutes 36. So next, I would like to break that PB. That'd be brilliant. Sub 20, that'd be cool. Whether I can or not, I don't know. PBs aren't really a thing for me. I am signed up for another 10K race in June, which I would love to get 10K PB, because the last time I got a 10K PB was 2019. So, you know, looking a good 6 years ago. And it's on the same race, not the same course. They've made it flatter, which really I'm a big fan of. So fingers crossed for that. That's the Coleshaw Hall 10K. There are some amazingly fast people who do that race, so I'm not expecting podium or anything like that. Not that I ever would expect podium on any race that I do, no matter what. I wouldn't even get podium at the Special Olympics, so and I don't mean the Paralympics, I mean the other one. What else? Well, immediately after that, it was bloody UTS, Ultra Trail Snowdonia, which was bloody brilliant. So I went there with Nelly to support her. But we went the day before to support my friend Lewis Ferguson, who was doing the 50K. I knew he'd have no issues with it because he'd done the 100K the same year as me and absolutely blitzed me. Not that that's any competition, really, let's face it. But he'd done amazingly well. It's just one of them. Like, I was on the tracking website, and I was like, fuck, I didn't realize how many people I know who are doing this race. So that was quite nice, actually. That was really nice. So let's have a look. I did make a list just to give shout outs to people who've done it. So let's go from the 100 miler. So my friend Emma Ronsman, she done it. Unfortunately, she did time out. She had some issues of her own, which is not, that's not my business to say. Robin Cassidy, she's publicly said, the reason, so I'm sure she won't mind me saying on a podcast with not as many people to listen than her followers. So, she just had an illness before going into the race, and it just reared its head on an ascent. And it's just, it's just one of them. You just have to call it a day. My friend Sean Merriweather, he was another DNF. If twisted his knee on Devil's Kitchen. I know so many people who have broken bones coming down Devil's fucking Kitchen. I broke my toes coming down that. And I know someone else who broke their foot coming down it. And I know someone who, I think they're getting an x-ray today. I told them to get an x-ray. They finished the 50. I'll come on to it. 50K. And they done something to the foot on Devil's Kitchen, and it looks broken, if I'm honest. Howard Dracup, he finished it in an amazing time. Zuki, we all know Zuki, is North Face athlete, fucking great lad. Saw him at the finish. Well, I think it was after he finished, because I missed him finishing. I was fuming about it. That's one thing, actually. The timing of the trackers isn't great. That's my only gripe. And then Rich Lazenby, who I also saw pretty much the exact same place where I saw Zuki. Finished it in a great time as well. Really, really impressive runners. Doing the 100 mile, I can't imagine doing 100 mile. Like I said before, I've done the 100K, and I've done the 100K with the intention of going up to the 100 miler. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. So 100K. This is a race I can sort of relate with. I can talk about. So there's a couple of DNFs that I knew of in this race. Josh Wade. I was surprised by that. Simon Roberts, again, another one that surprised me. My friend Angela, just wasn't her day, unfortunately. And then we had Kim Collinson, who finished it in a very impressive, I think it was like 13 hours. Josh Beaumont, Really good. Really, get my words out. Really good runner. I think he's North Face as well. Lowry Morgan, love. I really got a soft spot for Lowry Morgan. I really have. So I followed her up. It's such a funny thing with that I think of me and Lowry is I followed her on Instagram. I can't remember where from. Must have been like a, you know, a post that just came into my algorithm or something. And then my friend Gwen gave me her book. It's a signed copy. Here it is. I've got it on my shelf right here. Beyond Limits, the story of ultra runner explorer Lowry Morgan. And it's got a little thing by Bear Grylls in there. And it is signed, but it is his to Gwen. But, and then we met at UTS 2022 where she was MCing. We just sort of like just start chatting and stuff. And like we see each other at races and, you know, lovely, lovely chats with her. I'll always support Lowry and everything she does because she just smashes it. And like, and it's just one of them. I think you really got to like support. Like, I don't know, maybe this sounds sort of condescending, but I'm always a bit more supportive of women in sport than I am men. And it's not for doing that. I just feel like they deserve it more. Not all the time. There are some women who I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like Courtney DeWall, you know, like she's got enough praise. Yeah, I can focus on the guy who came in after her, you know, or something. But I'll always be supportive of Lowry, and she's always been supportive of me, and I really appreciate that. I think it's a really nice friendship we've got. And my dog loves her as well. she smashed 100K. I think she was second. What'd she do? I think she got a really good placement. Second lady or second in her age bracket. Let's have a look. No, first in age bracket, fourth gender ranking, and 50th overall. And you think about how many people do that race. That is fucking impressive. So big shout out to Lowry. And then my friend Josh Williams, who I'd be honest, and I've told him this, I thought he was going to DNF. And I've ate my hat since then. And he'd done the 50, he tried the 100K last year, DNF'd quite late into it. I did sort of think, why are you DNFing now? Like, you've just got to get over Molelu and that's it. But, you know, he was worse for wear. And if you see the picture of him, he looked like death. But he started off really fast, and I think he got to the glitters in like 2 hours, and I'm like, mate, you've got like fucking 85 kilometers to go yet. You like, I just thought, no, like, you're going too fast, it's far too hot, it was really warm. And I literally was checking his tracker to see if he'd DNF'd, not to see where he was. And that's really a negative thing of me to say, but like I said, I've eaten my hat since. I have told him. I have sort of apologized for not having faith. But it's just one of them. I was just like, you know, when you follow someone on Strava, you sort of know their pace. Not what they're capable of, because you can always push it further. But, you know, you just sort of get a thing of what their pace is. You've seen race pace and all this sort of stuff. So I was kind of like, eesh. Because I know he's fast on the shorter stuff. Like, if I put my side-by-side comparison on Strava, he's always faster than me on the shorter stuff, and then once you get to like a half marathon, I'm faster than him. So I was kind of like, ew, bloody hell, mate. But yeah, like I said, eating my hat. And then we had the 50k. So this is one of the reasons I got there a day early. My friend Lewis Ferguson, I didn't get to see him at the start. I met up with Josie, his partner, and Noah, his son. Got to see them, spend a little bit of time with them. I saw them start, I just didn't see him. And then got to see him come in, which was great. I had a few friends on the 50K. So my mate Alec, he's done it. He's done it really well. I think, I can't remember what time he got actually, without going back onto the app, which takes forever to load, so I won't do that. But he got a really, really good and respectable time. My mate Nathan Bauer, who's a really strong runner. He came in looking very, very hot, but he was fine. And who else? A new friend called Dan, from who I met at GL3D. He'd done the 50K, and done very, very well. And then I saw Elsie Davis come in. That was cool. She won, first female, so that was really, really cool. And then the 25K, again, like I said, I had lots of friends doing this, and it was just really cool to see people who I care about finish and do great things. One of them was a lad, who I now consider a mate, Nathan. We met on the plane coming back from Chamonix last year when I finished UTMB. He cocked onto my gilet, and we were just chatting for a little bit, and talking about races we've done, races we want to do, and all that sort of stuff. So that was really cool. To I didn't get to see him start or finish, unfortunately. I think because at 25K there's no tracker, and there's only a limited amount of points where you can see people have gone, so it was hard to like get to the finish for people on 25K. I found anyway. And then my friend Becky, Alex, who'd done the 50K, his partner, she'd done amazingly well. Like I know, she had a thing of like maybe not doing it, but I'm glad she did because she fucking smashed it. And then of course Nelly, who, do you know what, I'm so fucking proud of her, honestly. She's trained so hard for this race, so done a recce with her the whole route, and she was in a lot of pain with her knees, like a lot of pain. So we're like, so she straight away recognized her weaknesses, worked on strengthening straight away, like literally every single day she was strength training, done some recces of her own, really fucking trained, and she'd done great. She'd done really, really well. I think she came in like an hour before the recce run we done, so fucking smashed it, so good. And yeah, and I apologize if I missed everything. Well, I've just gone off the people who I was following on the app, so apologies if I've missed you. What else has been going on? Oh, Eurovision. So I do like a bit of Eurovision if I'm honest. Although I've this after this year I've gone off it. You can probably guess why. I won't go into it, but if you know me, you probably know why. Yeah, I'm glad Austria won. They're not the one I would have voted for, but I'm just glad they beat someone else. Yeah, that's as far as I'll go on that one. But it was good fun until then. And then the hosts had a song about how it's not political. What is it? We're Swiss. Non-political, neutral, doesn't matter if you're passive or brutal. I'm like, what? What? Doesn't matter if you're passive or brutal regime, you mean? So yeah, that got my goat a bit, considering there's one country who shouldn't be there, but then there's another country who aren't, and they're basically doing the same thing. Yeah. But I'll leave that there. You if if you know what's going on in the world, you can put two and two together. This I'd like to keep politics off this, but sometimes it's hard. It's hard. I have my running account, and it's purely for running. I don't even follow friends who don't run on it. I've got another account where I can be a bit political if I like. So yeah, we'll leave that at that. That's always been about politics, Eurovision, isn't it? Like who your mates, they're getting the 12 points, you know. So and I'm not sure if I recorded when I signed up for the Valtellina Wine Marathon. I don't think I have. So yeah, so I signed up for it. I'm doing it. I've paid for my flight, I've paid for my accommodation. My mate Kieran Herzog's coming, my friend Lewis Ailey's coming, potentially my mate Christy Thompson's coming. Christy and Lewis are not runners at this point. I think Lewis is just waiting for his shoes to arrive and then he's starting training. Christy, yeah, he's yeah, he was good in PE at school, but like I don't think he runs much now. So yeah, we could see them get trained up and get, you know, have a good time out in Italy. And it's Christy's birthday the day after the marathon, so yeah. That'd be really cool. So yeah, a bit of a celebration. I didn't realise so many people were coming when I booked the accommodation. I thought at first it was just me and Kieran. So I was like, yeah, we've got a single bed, we've got a double bed. And then like we're like, oh, if someone else, if one person ever wants to come, there's a sofa. So it's like, looks like I'm gonna be top and tailing with someone on the double bed. Oh, I'm not sure if I need to say anything to the landlord either, because it's like a it's an Airbnb, but I got off booking.com. Oh, was it last minute? And yeah, because I think originally I just put myself down as just me because I'd done it with the flights, so I wasn't lying. You know, I did just one person. But yeah. So yeah, no, it'll be great. Just the one thing is I need to work out is if I'm going to hire a car or not, because I'll be flying from a different airport to them. Not sure which one they're going to arrive at, because there's like I think there's three airports you can choose from. There's two in Milan and then there's another one. But yeah, I might end up renting the car and picking them up or what, but I've looked at the streets and they're pretty narrow, so I might have to try and cram three of us and all our luggage into a Fiat 500 if I can. So we'll see, we'll see. But it'll be good. I'm really looking forward to that. So that's in November, so got a bit of space between that and my last ultra of the year, which is in July, the Helvellyn Sky Ultra. So yeah, thinking that I've got, so I'm got so so this is one of my ideas as well. So I am going to so this year I've got a sky race in Wales, the 14 Peaks, and I've got a sky race in England, which is the Helvellyn Sky Ultra. So next year I want to do sky race in Scotland. I'm going to do the Mourne Skyline, which, and politics. To me, it's north of Ireland. So yeah, so one in Scotland, one in Ireland. So yeah, so yeah, and I think that would just be cool. Just that I've done. You know, again, I don't consider north of Ireland as, yeah, so that's Ireland, but you know, it would just be cool to just do, you know, the four countries. So yeah, no, really look forward to that. So yeah, I'll do them next year, I think, and then yeah, I'd like to just sort of just do races for fun next year. So I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing this year. 14 Peaks is kind of like, you know, a memorial to Steve. Helvellyn Sky Ultra, it was just because I won a competition. And then yeah, and then the wine trail is just fun. So yeah, sorry, I'm working. There we go. Yep. So yeah, that was about it. So with speaking of the 14 Peaks, I am going on a recce run with Apex Running. So that's run by Mike Jones, who's the original director of Ultra Trail Snowdonia. I think it's going to be him and Kat Roberts leading it. If you're in the running community, you may know Kat Roberts. She's very prevalent, is that the word, on social media. She does a very good job of her companies that she's got. Which I'll just give them a little shout out because I can't remember what they're called actually. There she is. The Mountain Running Company, that's it. So they take people out. And it's just like a, you know, trail mountain running days out and stuff, so it's really cool. So yeah, so she'll be leading us, that'll be good fun. Lovely girl, met her a few times, really 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 nice. I'm not sure how big the group's going to be, but it looks like it always gets a big group, so I think the max amount of people's 12. So yeah, and that's just remind me, I need to text Mike to see if I'm picking him up. Ooh, apologies. So yeah, need to do that. Thanks for reminding me. So between now and then, it's just sort of like following my training plan as much as I can. I went out, done a bit longer than I was meant to last night. I went out with my friend Ellis for a run. So he's going to be doing 100K. And it's his first one. He's the furthest he's ran is a marathon, so he just thought we'd go out for a run and just chat about it. I'm not an expert, but you know, I've done a few 100Ks in my time, so I was able to just sort of give a shout. This one's not a race that he's doing; it's just him. So you know, I just gave him some pointers on support, whatnot, getting recce's done. And went out for a beer afterwards, which was really nice. So yeah, so he's going to be doing that for a charity, a hospice that's very close to his heart. So as the time comes, I'll share that about. So yeah, that'll be cool. I'll look to support him on that in any way I can. I think that's it from me today. 37 minutes, and I've done that without too many ums and ahs. And what should we talk about next? So, I was considering this before I was recording this one. I thought, is it worth just doing episodes when I've got something to talk about rather than like having to do it like every couple of weeks or whatever? I'll stick to the 2 weeks thing from now on. Apologies for the gap. Like I said, I've just been in my own head a bit. I've not been my best in terms of I've just not been feeling my best mentally, if I'm honest. I've been fine, you know, I'm okay. It's just like I've just not had much oomph in me, you know. I'm fine, I don't need to talk to anyone about it, I'm cool in the gang, but it's just I've just needed a bit of kicking up the ass, and I've had that recently, so I'm back on it. And I've been really really enjoying the Run Censored podcast, which has made me think I need to get back on it as well, so you know. So yeah, we're all cool in the gang, and I'll be back on it again. Give me about 2 weeks or so, and I will It's cool. Right, okay, I'll love you and leave you. I'm gonna do run club tonight, chill tomorrow, and then long day out in Snowdonia on Saturday, and then Sunday I've got to do don't know what's on the plan, but I know I've got a lot of life admin to do, so yeah. Anyway, love you and leave you before I bore you to tears, and see you later. Bye.